Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
WrestleMania 37 will always be one of the most crazy WrestleManias ever. We finally had fans back after the pandemic, which had ruined everything. Looking back on it now, it almost feels like it doesn't actually exist. So let's give it some more madness with these 10 fascinating facts. Number 10, the return of unscripted promos. In today's WWE, this is most definitely a thing. Triple H's WWE clearly lets people speak from the heart, and it's been wonderful. I mean, look at Drew McIntyre. Guy has used that to totally reinvent himself. This also reared its head at Mania 37, but not in the way you may think, as those involved had no choice. The weather was so bad on this evening that WWE had to delay the show, and to fill time, wrestlers were told to just go on TV and talk. Now, I love this because it makes these people seem real, but it also showed who would benefit from bullet points and who should be allowed to go off the cuff. That's a real skill. Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins did themselves all the favors and smashed these, whereas others made it work by just freaking out on camera. Not gonna lie, there is something to that. I do remember at the time fans loved this though, because again, it humanized these individuals. And look at us now. Let's never go back to the old way again. Number 9, the end of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Due to being in the Thunderdome, the Battle Royal was moved to a random episode of SmackDown, as enough nonsense was already happening. Let's just get stuff done. In hindsight, the winner may have had more thought behind it, as Jey Uso walked away with the win. Since then, it's never come back. It is a shame in the sense it's nice to feature as many people as possible on the WrestleMania card, but there is a reason we extended the show to 2 nights. These events were running so long it became painful. So I doubt the Battle Royal will ever be moved back to the weekend, but more importantly, just make the damn thing mean something. Certainly an area WWE could focus on. Somebody wins this, and it never really goes anywhere. I can't care if there's no reason to care. Number 8, the on-sale ticket date. So as you'd expect, WrestleMania tickets go on sale early. People want to plan holidays and book flights, so need all the time to sort it out. Makes sense. WrestleMania 37 was so precarious, though, much like the greater world, that if you wanted a ticket to go, you had to wait until the month before. That's right. This is due to the fact the situation was changing constantly, and at one point, rumors were it was going to get canned. Thank goodness that didn't happen. There was some poetry to this in the sense the date they were available was exactly 12 months since WWE had told fans they couldn't come anymore. And I tell you, thank goodness for that. Have you tried to watch any of this these days? It is impossible. Number 7, the first WrestleMania cage match. Since WrestleMania 2... kind of mad, right? Now, I suppose you could say the Hell in a Cell took over from the cage, hence this delay, but still. WWE loves to go nuts here and there for Mania, so you'd think at least once in 2 decades they would have looked towards the steel cage. But no, they waited till number 37. It also means this is only the second time in Mania history we've had such a stipulation, the first being Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy back in 1986. This was, of course, the classic blue barred cage, whereas in 2021 we had the silver version. And yeah, it was Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon, because what else? It worked as the whole idea was Shane had been tormenting Braun for weeks, so when he was trapped inside, he just wanted to escape. That was never going to happen. McMahon also took an absurd fall, because of course he did. And to be fair, it's actually quite fun. It's way better than people expected. Number 6, Randy Orton's rib. I try not to put too much blame on any wrestling company during the pandemic, because it was such an odd time. Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt was even stranger still. I mean, we set people on fire, Alexa Bliss was getting involved, and because WWE were trying to think all over the place, you just had so many over-the-top production ideas. At least it was never boring. Everybody was mostly cool with it, as we assumed Bray would finally get his win back, and maybe even the big push he's always deserved, when Orton beat him really fast, and that was that. What? It did feel like the powers that be were just winding up the audience, especially as Michael Cole described a box as a box-like structure. still not over that one. The word on the street was that it was indeed one giant rib, but I have decided that's not true, because it just feels so unnecessary. Number 5, a Roman Reigns first. It is no surprise to see Roman Reigns main event WrestleMania. He's up there among the greats in terms of the amounts he's headlined, but Mania 37 was different. For here, the tribal chief was met with a sea of boos, and for the first time, it was the response that everybody hoped for. We all know this story, but it's still true, because at WrestleMania 32, 33, and 34, against Triple H, The Undertaker, and Brock Lesnar respectively, Roman was jeered out of the place, which caused serious ramifications. Every time he was meant to win that damn title, he didn't because we panicked. So silly. The real joy is that this is when he faced Edge and Daniel Bryan, and while the finish did send people bonkers, the match is really good. It's far better than people give it credit for, to be honest. Little did we know what was to come too. It's going to be the year 4976, and the Tribal Chief is still going to be the champion. Number 4, 10 years later. I don't care what anybody says, Edge being back in WWE was amazing. Here was a man who had to retire for 10 years, so anything he did I was going to enjoy, especially because you can just see his passion for sports entertainment. Dude loves it. It's why him winning the 2021 Royal Rumble and main eventing this Mania was excellent, especially when you look at his personal timeline. Because it did mean a decade after the day when he had to say goodbye to the fans, he was back on top. You damn right. For it was April the 11th, 2011 when he hung them up on the same date here, so maybe it was meant to be. Let's not take people like this for granted either. You really never know. Number 3, a WrestleMania TNA main event. Now yes, this is one of those main events that WWE calls a main event, even though it wasn't actually the main event. Their rhetoric can be really strange. However, as we did see Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre, who kicked off the first night for the WWE title, we can indeed tie this into TNA and Impact. For there was a time when these two had fought for a championship before, as they headlined Slammiversary 14 in 2016. Yep. Lashley would win the belt that night and retained his here too, which surely means the Scottish Warrior wants some proper revenge at some point. WWE is happy to acknowledge TNA as well. Maybe we can just talk about it. We do need to focus on something we just spoke about too, though, because... Number 2, the WWE title opens Mania for the first time. That's right. This had never happened before. Now, don't go all mad in the comments, because I know Edge versus Alberto Del Rio at WrestleMania 27 and Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan did the same at 28. But that was for the big gold belt. We're talking about the other one. I mean, really, this is why it's best to just have one world championship. It's also why WrestleMania 35 doesn't count, as that was the Universal title. And given the original WWE World Trinket is deemed to be the most prestigious, it's worth a mention here. It may never happen again. It was the right call as well because of the weather and the sheer nightmare of the world shutting down. It had to kick things off big, so we did. Number 1, Bianca Belair equals Brock Lesnar. So it is not often you use those two names together, but a fact is a fact. It also ties into Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks being the first two black women to ever headline a WrestleMania, and man, did they put on an absolute classic. We still don't talk about it enough. The real joy was watching the emotion at the start of the thing, because kayfabe be damned during moments like this, and it made history, as did Belair. Because much like Brock Lesnar, Bianca showed up, and by the time her first WrestleMania rolled around, she was in the final match. It's just that easy. Lesnar, of course, had done this when he faced Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 19, and much like then, Belair won. It was just the best. Which is ironic, to say the least. I'm not sure how many other people will achieve this either, because it is super difficult to pull off. It's another reason Bianca deserves more respect. This doesn't just happen. You've got to be able to back it up. Now, please do click the video on the screen, which is indeed 10 fascinating WWE facts that should sound fake, but will blow your mind. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Speak to you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.